Malcolm X used to do speeches on the street in Harlem, standing on a ladder in the street. So today I'm going to bite his style and do the same thing here. First of all, I want to thank people for coming here today. I think that to come out and protest takes a certain amount of courage, and I think it's a fitting time for us to occupy the streets and public places and to reclaim them as our own, even if only for a few minutes or hours. It was a lot of small marches that helped the ongoing revolutions in the Middle East become possible. So thanks for showing up. I hope that whatever sacrifices you had to make to be here will serve to strengthen your resolve. And while it's been a hard truth for me to face, I don't think that any amount of reformative efforts are going to rein in this out-of-control government. So listen to me closely and open yourselves to what I'm going to tell you. We need a revolution. We don't need reforms. We don't need to write our congressmen. We don't need to vote in sham elections. We don't need to pick the lesser of two evils or change we can't believe in. We don't even need to vote. So I'll say it again. We need a revolution. I mean that in the purest sense of the word. The word revolution comes from the Latin revolutio, to turn over. What we need to do is to turn this government over on its head and on its ass. Malcolm X said that revolutions don't reform systems. Revolutions destroy systems. And for me, this last 10 years of my life, I've watched in horror as this government slipped into the terminally sick, grotesque Satan that it has become today. They tortured thousands. They dropped bombs on babies. They treated immigrants like animals, even though they themselves are not native. They built private prisons, destroyed the environment more than any other government in the Earth's long, long, and now threatened lifetime. We need a revolution. An Italian dictator named Mussolini coined a term, fascism, and what he said is that fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism because it describes a merger of state and corporate power. And it's that merger of state and corporate power that we've been seeing and experiencing for the last 10 years in the United States, actually longer than that. So it may not be the same brand of fascism as Hitler or Mussolini's, but it fits Mussolini's definition. Last year, BP caused the greatest act of environmental destruction in the country's history, as well as killing 11 of its own workers. Where's their trial? Why were charges never filed on that? And how about the bankers? They committed fraud, theft, and pushed who knows how many people into the reduced lifespan of poverty. Why are they facing any jail time? Oh no, why not? Ask yourself if you can honestly answer that question. I'll tell you my answer. Fascism. Because the corporations and the governments now work together. So screw you. Screw your kids. Screw your family. Screw your friends. And screw your favorite cuddly, majestic species. These people on Wall Street have money to make. No discussion. Just screw you, we're making money. Fuck that. We need a revolution. These fascists will never do the right thing. They will never see the light. They will never stop killing. And like any other psychopath, they need to be stopped. We need to turn Temple Square into Liberation Square. We need to break our friends out of jail. We need to treat the earth like our mother. What would you do if they raped your mother? My mother shouldn't. I know exactly what I'd do. I'm not saying everyone needs to be on the front line ready to give and take life, but the warriors of the village need to stand up. The youth need to stand up. We cannot count on the generations before us. They had their revolution, and it's time for us to have ours. I'm not saying that they can't participate, and I'm not saying young people shouldn't learn lessons from their parents' revolutions. They should, and you should. But singing isn't going to win this revolution alone. This revolution will be won with screaming. Youth in the streets screaming, fuck the police. It'll be won by youth who say, I'm sick of getting arrested at protests. Next time, I'm not going to get arrested. Next time, I'm going to wear a mask and bring gasoline. See, civil disobedience alone will never work as long as there's private prisons. How do you clog the jails when private prisons trade on Wall Street based upon how many people are in jail? What we need is civil disobedience and just plain old disobedience. We need a revolution. John F. Kennedy said that those who make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. And to paraphrase another quote of his, ask not how many years in prison the profiteers and the politicians should do. Ask how many years in prison you're willing to do to stop them. The state needs to understand that there will be consequences for sending our activists and our comrades and our friends and family to jail. One of those consequences is that we are going to politicize those people and those events over and over again, until there is no longer popular support for the broken systems or in their sellout leadership. People need to turn off the brainwashing and public deception specialists on the TV and do their own research online or elsewhere. If you work for a wicked corporation, you should quit. And if you can't quit, you should subvert, sabotage, and destroy it from within. If you have access to embarrassing information, you should leak it. And if you have any money in War Street, a.k.a. Wall Street, you should debest it. Close your 401k and get that blood money off your portfolio. I'm ashamed to be an American, and I love this country, but I'm ashamed, and I'm disturbed, and I'm disgusted, and if you've got a soul, then you might know what I'm talking about. Torture, slavery, genocide, that's the American legacy. You're mostly free to do what you want, but I, for one, don't plan on going to my grave without doing what must be done. We need to start taking ourselves seriously as a resistance and as revolutionaries. Maybe that will become easier with Tim's sacrifice. Maybe we can allow his courage to enhance our own. Maybe this fire that he started will become a prairie fire. Maybe you can help fan that fire until it runs wild. And maybe after these government buildings burn, we can plant the new world fertilized with the ashes. Egypt, Libya, Yemen, Bahrain, Tunisia, YouTube Al Jazeera English, and you will see the future of America. Join us. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I'll help win the second American Revolution. Look at yourself and say, I'm going to help abolish the modern-day slave trade of private prisons. That's one aspect about this I don't hear people talking about. Tim DeChristopher might soon join nearly 2.5 million of his fellow country women and countrymen inside American prisons. America is not the land of the free, no matter what the brainwashed teacher or the lie-telling news anchor tells you. It is the land of the shackle, the land of the ankle monitor, the land of the probation violation. This is a police state. What if Tim DeChristopher was black? How many years would he be facing then? What if he was an undocumented immigrant? What would they do to him then? What if he was a Muslim? Maybe he wouldn't even get a trial at all. See where I'm going? We need a revolution. Malcolm X said, because he confronted a lot of the same situations, I feel like this debate's been happening for a long time now, but Malcolm X said, it's time to stop singing and start swinging. I don't entirely agree. I think we can do both. But then the FBI and the CIA conspired to kill him. They killed John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, and millions of others who got in their way. Right now, the entire country of Iraq is contaminated with depleted uranium. How's that for environmental devastation? The radioactive pollution is so severe that birth defects in Iraq are commonplace. Guess why they never talk about that on MSNBC? Because MSNBC is owned by GE, one of the world's biggest arms producers. So while the fascist media will never admit this, the real cause of Gulf War syndrome is exposure to depleted uranium and other pollutants. These fascists don't even care about their own hired guns. Now in Iraq, the first question mother asks isn't, is it a boy? Is it a girl? They ask, is it normal? They'll do whatever they want until the youth stop them. Right before he was murdered in his bed by Chicago police, Black Panther member Fred Hampton gave an incredible speech to an enthusiastic crowd, and when he ended it, and I'm paraphrasing because I didn't write this down, he said, I might not be back, I might be anywhere, I might be in jail, you got to remember that the last words on my mouth were, I am a revolutionary, and you're going to have to keep saying that. And you're going to have to say, I am the proletariat. And you're going to have to say, I am the people. I am not the pig. And you're going to have to make that distinction. And Fred Hampton bravely gave his life for that. And so I want to thank everyone for coming out and for listening to my rant and for watching this film and for coming and showing solidarity with Tim. And I want to also say that I'd like you to remember that whatever day it pops off, we're going to get free or we're going to die trying. And I'll be out there right next to you. So I'll see you in the streets.